So how does Sandy change the conversation about preparations for disasters in New York City, which had some of the worst damage from the storm? The agency there that's devoted to making the city more resilient is called PlanYC. Adam Fried was the deputy director there until August. He's now at the Nature Conservancy, and he joins us today from Rockville, Maryland. Hello, Mr. Fried. Thanks for joining the program.
My pleasure. Nice to speak with you.
Let me begin by asking you about this whole idea of resilience, because I know infrastructure experts talk about not just protecting a city during these kinds of storms, but about building in resilience. What exactly does that mean? Can you give me an example?
Sure. You know, it's really hard to make anything climate-proof. You're going to have heat waves. You're going to have coastal storms. The idea that you can reduce all the risk that is presented by climate risks really is incredibly difficult, especially in a city like New York. You have 90,000 miles of underground cable for the energy system, over 800 miles of tunnels and subway lines. So the idea of resilience is to really understand the nature of the risks you face, take as many steps and actions as you can take to reduce those risks, have plans in place to withstand and weather a storm, and then be able to quickly recover.
You know, anything that you do is going to require a huge amount of time, a huge amount of money. How do you begin to tackle this?
Yeah, that's something the city's had underway since 2007 with the launch of PlanYC. It started by bringing together a panel of scientists to develop climate change projections specifically for New York. Then the city brought together over 41 city, state, federal agencies, and private sector companies to use those climate projections. And that also underscores one of the critical challenges facing cities is that much of the infrastructure is not controlled by cities. You have private power companies, you have private utilities that are regulated by federal and state entities. You have a mass transit system in the city that's controlled by a state public authority. So there are multiple challenges in doing that.
So this is not just a scientific problem. This is very much a political problem.
Very much so.
You know, when you talk about climate change with regards to New York City specifically, what is the danger of climate change to New York?
New York has 520 miles of coastline. Historically, you've seen about an inch of sea level rise a decade, even without climate change, just from the local terrain and subsidence. And that could increase to over 5 feet by the end of the century. If you add on top of that coastal storms, be they nor'easters or hurricanes, there's a tremendous flood risk that the city faces.
You know, one of the really big ideas that's out there is that there could be a flood wall, which would act as a barrier to this kind of storm surge coming into the city. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has said that New York may need flood walls. Mayor Bloomberg is not as enthusiastic about that idea. Why would the city be opposed?
You know, I think what you're seeing is that the city is not opposed to that necessarily, but wants to make sure they're evaluating all the potential strategies. Storm surge barriers or any proposal on its own is not going to mitigate all of the risks. There's no one-size-fits-all solution for this.
When you look at the New York City subway system, which is just vast, I wonder if even if you put in a flood wall, aren't you always going to have to be pumping out the subways after a storm like this? I mean, is there really any protection that would keep water away from getting into the subways?
And that's one of the main challenges with any underground infrastructure. The subway system pumps out 10 million gallons of water a day without rain or flooding. There are large areas of the city that would not be protected by some of the barrier proposals that are out there. And that's always going to be a challenge in reality that the MTA and the city faces.
Now, one thing I read about, for example, was the possibility of putting, you know, electrical power structures on, say, the second, third, maybe fourth floor of a building as opposed to always being in the basement. But that would take a lot of cooperation from different entities.
Yeah, and that's something that the city had already identified as needing to be done. They passed new building code changes that allows buildings now to put electrical equipment and other critical equipment on the roofs. So I think it's going to be hundreds of thousands of small actions as well as some larger actions to really increase the resilience of not just New York, but all coastal areas and those areas that face intense rainfall or heat waves as well.
Thanks very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Adam Fried was deputy director for PlanYC, the Office of Long-Term Planning and Sustainability in New York, up until August. He's now at the Nature Conservancy. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.